preview for tomorrow's game at Soldier Field in Chicago.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The breaking news we're following this morning. In Italy, police have shot and killed Anis Amri, the most wanted man in Europe, the suspect in Monday's truck attack in Berlin. Amri was confronted by police at a small rail station near Milan. Early this morning, a shooting ensued and Amri was killed.
They say they have confirmed by digital fingerprints and his fingerprints of the dead person that this is an actual match. What they're looking at right now, though, and this is perhaps why they kept it a secret for so long, is surveillance tape. Did he meet someone in that station? Did he talk to someone in that station?
Correspondent Barbie Nadeau, but the threat in Germany may not be over.
Other searches going on that managed to stop another attack at the largest shopping mall in Europe, in Western Germany, that also has a Christmas market. They arrested two Kosovar brothers who live in Germany, and they foiled that attack as well.
Correspondent Chris Burns. Uber and Lyft drivers in Maryland will not have to submit to a fingerprint background check. The Maryland Public Service Commission has approved an alternative background check process for Uber and Lyft drivers. Uber, in fact, had threatened to pull out of Maryland if the state insisted on its fingerprint requirement, which all cab drivers must submit to. Both Uber and Lyft argued that the commercial background checks they already use are more accurate and comprehensive. This year's Metro Inauguration Day smart trip cards will not feature Donald Trump's picture, and one expert says that's bad news.
Metro says the reason the smart trip card for the inauguration has no mention of President-elect Trump is because it requested permission to use a photo but received no response from the campaign. Instead, Trump will now be featured on a sleeve Metro was making to hold the smart trip card. Either way, this may wind up being bad news for when it comes to sales, according to the Washington Post Dr. Gridlock.
I'm worried that people won't go ahead and buy this card ahead of time. This card isn't much of an incentive.
Which will mean even longer lines at Metro stations on Inauguration Day. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, Metro Transit Police have added some four-legged members to the force.
Five canine officers graduated this week from their training academy. Metro Transit Police Chief Ron Pavlik says the promotions come just before one of the biggest events in the nation's capital.
We have the inauguration coming up and no one knows what to expect. We can expect counter-protesters and all kinds of different things going on.
I'm Mike Romitas in Washington.
Two people are suing a Camp Springs hotel for alleged racial discrimination. They claim Quality Inn hotel workers demanded that black guests show their meal tickets to get their complimentary breakfast while ignoring white and Asian guests. The FBI has arrested a D.C. man they say has made a series of bomb threats against Metro, Union Station, and an area near the White House. James Cherry is charged with making false bomb threats and making threats against a railroad carrier. Rogue One continues its assault on the box office.
The Star Wars spinoff won the Wednesday box office battle, which marks the beginning of the industry's six-day holiday week for ticket tallies. Rogue One racked up $15 million Wednesday to bring its domestic gross north of $200 million and $388 million worldwide.
Correspondent Rick Damage. And comedian Paula Poundstone is performing tonight in Annapolis, but she'll also be doing a little lobbying while in Maryland's capital. Poundstone will press lawmakers to pass a bill monitoring how much time kids use technology in the classroom. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,919. The Nasdaq at 54,47. Sports Thursday Night Football. The Eagles beat the Giants. College basketball wins for Georgetown and George Mason. Losses for GW, Navy, and Howard. The Wizards are in Milwaukee tonight. The Caps host the Lightning. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news. The inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
It's the end of one year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a little bit of a delay heading to the Wilson Bridge. If you are heading from Maryland into Virginia, this will be your ride in the far right local lanes. Your delay is beginning before 210, the crash between 210 and 295. Still trying to sort everything out here. Police on the scene trying to get that to the shoulder. But again, interloop near 210 for the volume. Other than that, it has been a great ride, both the Maryland and Virginia Beltway, with light volume, a light rush hour coming in from the west for commuters on 66 Greenway and the toll road without any troubles. 270 runs at speed between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be in pretty good shape here now for about the next 18 to 24 hours. Do have some rain in the forecast. A good-looking day today if you are traveling. A few clouds, otherwise dry and sunny. 49. Tonight, 40. Rain comes in after midnight. Some rain around early tomorrow, then cloudy, 51. And then on Christmas Day, nice dry weather expected, mild in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 25 in Dumfries, 33 in Hyattsville, 33 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Could the Trump presidency create a lobbying bonanza? Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. Dan Bongino is here. Counting it down to Christmas, Dan.
Yeah, I tell you, my kids are ecstatic. I mean, they're going like wild. My 4-year-old, Rick, is just ebullient. I can't contain her excitement. Daddy, how many hours left, you know? Are we there yet?
Well, a big Christmas for Kellyanne Conway and also for Sean Spicer, named to roles in the Trump administration. We're joined by Emily Gooden at Real Clear Politics, and she's managing editor there at RealClearPolitics.com.
Spit it out, Rick. You got it.
Emily, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, it's a key position in the Trump administration for Kellyanne Conway. And tell us a little bit about what this role is, because it's not really a cabinet position. It's not an official role, per se, in a regular administration. Some are comparing it to Karen Hughes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's called counselor to the president, which is kind of a catch-all phrase, meaning she can do a lot of different things. Karen Hughes played the role in the Bush White House. Valerie Jarrett has it in the Obama White House. And basically what it does, it gives her the flexibility to take on issues as they come up. She's expected to have a pretty wide range portfolio of things. The Trump team has said she's going to work on legislative issues and legislative priorities. So she'll be working a lot with people on Capitol Hill. But she'll also be doing communications, because we've all seen her on TV. She's very good at it. She's very good at explaining Donald Trump and getting his message across. So we still expect her to see her on cable TV and the Sunday shows and talking about what the president is doing.
Yeah. Emily, I'd love to get your perspective on this. So I think Trump has taken, obviously, kind of a team of rivals approach. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. But let's get out of the traditional view of that. You know, all right, Reince is an insider guy. I don't mean it as an insult. He just is. Reince Priebus was the chair of the RNC. You know, Steve Bannon obviously has been on the outside, you know, going after the insider establishment for a long time. But outside of that, he's even picked a team of rivals approach, I think, in terms of style. You know, you have Kellyanne, who's just unflappable. I mean, you can't catch Kellyanne in a bad answer on TV. But then you have some other people who are really aggressive with their style. You know, Steve Bannon's can be very, and I that's kind of my approach. Again, I don't say it as a pejorative. You have Dave Bossy, who, again, he'll go after it. I mean, what's your take on it? I think this is an excellent idea and a good way for him to kind of get a different, different opinions and come to a conclusion.
Well, I'm so glad you asked this, because I actually have a story on this going up on RealClearPolitics.com this morning.
About totally unintended, by the way. You didn't tell me this, but we didn't coordinate this, right?
We did not coordinate
all right,
at all. You totally guessed. But it's about the different centers of power that you talked about that are going to be in this Trump White House. And in the one orbit, you have Ron Priebus, who's going to be the chief of staff. And as you mentioned, he's a longtime party insider. And in the other orbit, you have Steve Bannon, who is a conservative activist. And a lot of the Republican establishment he has poked over the years through Breitbart News, where he's worked. And you've seen the two of them trying to stack their teams in the White House with their own staff. Now, Kellyanne is seen as a little more closer to Steve Bannon. Remember, they came into the Trump campaign together this summer. And they really took it over and helped him win and get him into the White House. And Sean Spicer, the new press secretary, has worked with Ron Priebus at the RNC since 2011. So they're very close. So it's going to be, what I think is going to be interesting is you have Sean Spicer, who's the press secretary, so he'll be the face of the administration. But also we still expect Kellyanne to be doing a lot of TV. And we know Donald Trump watches TV. We know he watches cable news, and that's where he gets a lot of his influence. So you're almost going to see these two different orbits fight it out on TV, trying to do their influence in the Trump White House.
Kellyanne Conway has four children, and many people in the media making a big deal of it. Juan Williams made some comments about that he got some blowback on social media about, she being the mother of four children going into this position. One of the questions is sort of this obsession over a woman and a mother. You don't hear this about men in politics.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. But in fairness, Kellyanne herself brings this up. And she, when offered the press secretary job by Donald Trump, said no, that wasn't a good fit for her. And at a political event last month, she said, as a mother, she was worried about taking a White House job because the hours are insane. I mean, you have to be there at 6:30 or 7 in the morning to get, for the first early morning meetings. Most nights you're going to be there till 8 or 9 o'clock at night. When you're not there, you're on the phone. You're dealing with emails, phone calls, crises. It's a 24/7 job. And yes, it's true. Men don't often bring this subject up, but Kellyanne has brought it up herself. I saw her at a holiday party last week, and she was talking about it then, about how she was worried about her kids. She's moving them all down from New Jersey, so they're also going to be going into new schools and trying to make new friends and have a new life, and it's difficult.
You know, Emily, one other thing on this, I'm just fascinated by this team of rivals thing, especially now that you have an article coming out today about it at Real Clear. I'd be happy to retweet it today later. But even on the communications team, I mean, he's taken an interesting angle to this. You have Sean Spicer, who would be a traditional choice for press secretary, right? He's done press at the RNC. He's comfortable with the cameras. But then you have Hope Hicks, who really was not involved with politics at all. Hope Hicks was just involved with Trump's commercial endeavors as kind of a press face for the operation. And then you have Jason Miller, who's, everybody knows Jason Miller in the conservative circles. He was over at Jamestown. Another guy who, again, not so much an insider guy. He was more of a media rep. But this is really like a fascinating approach to even strategic communications that I've never seen anything like it before.
Mm-hmm, you're right. And Hope Hicks isn't even on Twitter, which is kind of crazy.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'm like a Twitter-aholic, so I did not know that.
I know. And her.
I'm going to confirm. I believe you, but I'm going to double fact check. I would just want to check that myself. Why is she not on Twitter?
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
So, she does. Not on Twitter. It's hard to believe. I know. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch how communication plays out. And we expect to see Sean Spicer kind of try to take a lead on this and get a handle on this. He's been in communications for years. I've known him for years. He knows all the journalists in town. Okay. But we're also going to be watching to see kind of the influence Hope Hicks and Jason have, because as you've mentioned, Donald Trump isn't a traditional communicator. He likes to tweet. He likes to use social media. And there's been hints that they might do that in the White House. They might do more on their own, so to speak, than the traditional news conferences. We don't expect the press briefings to be canceled. That would be very unusual. But we're going to look and see what they do outside of that. And, you know, Trump is not the first president to start this. President Obama went around the press corps a lot. You know, he went on Between Two Ferns. He would go on Jimmy Fallon. He would hold Twitter town halls. But we expect to see Donald Trump use this more and more.
Emily Gooden, the managing editor at RealClearPolitics.com. Emily, thank you very much. We'll look forward to the article.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
You bet. It's 7:15. It's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. And we've got traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I wish every rush hour could be like this. Nice and light volume everywhere. In fact, we had the crash heading to the Wilson Bridge inner loop as you leave Maryland into Virginia between 210 and 295. Quickly out of the travel lanes, and the delays just about cleared out. But keep alert through that stretch. That is the far right side local lanes just before you get to the Wilson Bridge, crossing the American Legion Bridge, wide open each direction. 270 Maryland, 95, 29 BW Parkway, all running well. 66 up at speed out of Gainesville to continue inside the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at sunshine today, high to 49, some clouds overnight, occasional rain likely down to 40. Periods of rain early in the day tomorrow, then clearing up in the afternoon, high of 51 for Christmas Day. A look of sunshine and high temperatures up about 40 for Monday. It'll be in the low 50s with afternoon sunshine. In the nation's capital, 33 degrees, 716 on WMAL.
Have you prepared yourself in the best possible way for the upcoming tax season? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors can help you to maximize your tax efficiency. For a free strategy session, call 301-924-2160 or find them online at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
716 Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Dan Bongino is here. We are in for Brian and Larry, of course, today. And we've been talking this morning about the Berlin Christmas market attack suspect. He has been shot dead in a shootout in Milan. Anas Amri killed in that shootout, and it was a district in the northeastern part of Milan. Happened about 3 a.m. local time, and the man was asked for his papers. He pulled a .22 caliber gun out of his backpack and fired. The police fired back. He was shot dead. One policeman injured in the shootout and is in the hospital. And also, German police have arrested four people in anti-terror raids connected to the Berlin attack. And as you know, Dan Bongino, former NYPD, former U.S. Secret Service agent. And Dan, at least they've arrested this guy, and it's pretty impressive that they traced him to Milan and managed to neutralize the guy.
Neutralize is an understatement there. Yeah, absolutely, Rick. And listen, he got a head start. I think the fact that they pinched the wrong guy first obviously contributed to the head start. And in that zone, that free travel zone in Europe, you know, it's very easy to go country to country. There's really not a lot of checks at all. So he got a bit of a head start. It is impressive that they wound up getting him. But you know what? One of the things I've been thinking about with this, during the break, this occurred to me. It's not just the truck, the idea of, you know, these guys getting in trucks and running people down. I mean, that's horrible enough, and it obviously doesn't require a lot of training to do it. But one of the things we have to keep in mind, Rick, too, on this is, you know, the war in the Balkans, there was a lot of weapons that were imported into that region, you know, Kalashnikovs, you know, high-powered rifles and things like that. And I read a piece in the Washington Post the other day, and they're spot on. The idea of these truck attacks and these small arms kind of tactical assaults where some maniac, with a weapon just start shooting randomly into crowds. You know, sadly, in Europe, if they don't get a hold of their borders, you know, sadly, Rick, you're going to see, more of this. I wish it weren't the case, but it is, you know. If these people are just deranged, then they're looking to cause maximum carnage.
Dan, I wanted to get your read on the inauguration security preparation. And we're expecting a number of people to come into Washington who may be protesters. It could
get into some back and forth with Trump supporters, as we saw out on the campaign trail. So not only are you preparing the inaugural security in general for the president, as you normally would, but you've got another element in it this year, and that's the security of protester versus protester.
Yeah, this is the toughest part because, Rick, listen, I remember being an agent vividly, even though it's been, 5 years now since I left. But I remember the Barack Obama 2009 inauguration. And, I mean, it's an obvious statement, but agents, they're not robots, okay? They're just human beings. They're not automatons. And, Rick, put yourself in my shoes, right? Inauguration day 2009. I got there at 1 o'clock in the morning. My wife dropped me and an agent friend of mine off because, obviously, there was nowhere to park. And she was nice enough to drop us off. And I lived in Serrano Park at the time. You're freezing. By the time Barack Obama made it to my zone, I think it was zone 7 where I was, where he got out and waved. Everybody remembers that iconic picture mm-hmm. of him and Michelle. I had already been up for, gosh, who knows, something probably close to 15 hours or something. You're freezing. It's natural for you to be distracted. Now, agents, Secret Service agents have the best training in the world. I say that with no reservations. But if you're a protester and, this, again, you have every right to do it. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But it really is distracting. It's very hard, even with top-notch training, to not be distracted by people screaming and yelling. And it's very tough. The agents have a really tough job. Again, it's your right to do it. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But it makes it extremely difficult for these guys to concentrate.
And something else I wanted to talk to you about. You did run for Congress in the state of Maryland, very close race. And, people can't seem to understand the Trump effect. And, the pundits don't get it. Everybody that's blaming the Democratic loss on the Russian hack and on the FBI and everything else, they just don't seem to understand it. And I went down to the mall. I saw Donald Trump speak at the Rolling Thunder event over Memorial Day. And you can see this guy on stage, the presence and they criticized the rallies and, hey, you're not going to win the election doing rallies. But explain from your perspective, because you've run for office, you've gotten into the communities, you've met with the people, and you connected the way Donald Trump is connected.
Yeah, here it is in 25 seconds or less. Here's how I knew he was going to win. When you run for office, they give you walk lists to go knock on doors, and those walk lists are the most likely voters. Obviously, if you only have limited time to knock on doors, you want to knock on doors for people who vote. I had these lists during my last campaign, and I remember going down a cul-de-sac in Cape Coral in Florida and skipping 6 or 7 homes with Trump signs. I called up my campaign manager after 3 or 4 days of doing this and said, why are these people not on the list? She said, they don't vote. So I decided I was going to start knocking on those doors. I knocked on the doors, and 9 out of 10 of them said the same thing every time. I've never voted before, but I'm voting now for Donald Trump. That's how I knew he was going to win Florida.
And in 30 seconds, you summarized it for people that have been talking about this for months. Well done, Dan. 722, Morning Sun of All on WMAL.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Thank you, sir, and please call again. May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Hey, everyone! The magic is here! I understand you do commercial work.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
The most productive companies are always the ones that generate the most junk, ma'am.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point. No job too big. Goodbye, junk.
Hello, relief.
You'll get a spring in your step.
You'll feel like you could fly.
You'll feel happy and free and fully alive.
There's no free like junk free.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-3166. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
7:25 traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No complaints from me this morning and any of our few commuters that are out enjoying the ride to 70, Maryland 95, all down to the Beltway without any delay. Beltway runs well. Maryland through Bethesda, Silver Spring. We have a brief delay at the Wilson Bridge. Had the crash inner loop between 210 and 295 in those far right local lanes. That's been cleared and the delay is just about done. Heading in through town across the 11th Street Bridge, Douglas Bridge over the Anacostia crossings without any early troubles here. Traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping at 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good-looking Friday morning, a little on the chilly side in the afternoon, milder, 49 degrees. A little rain later tonight and a little rain early tomorrow, but we do look dry by Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
33 degrees, 7:25 in the nation's capital. I'm Rick Fowler. Dan Bongino is here. We are in for Brian and Larry this morning. Of course, Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, White House detail. And Dan, you were talking a couple of minutes ago about Zone 7 in the Obama inauguration when he actually got out of the car. So yeah. It's inauguration day. You're there. Give us a sense of what kind of weight is on your shoulders and your colleagues' shoulders, not only day in and day out with the president, but when he gets out of the car on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. Listen, I'm a pretty hardcore conservative, but it was a historic moment. It was America's first black president. I remember vividly, Rick, it was an unbelievably populated event. There were people everywhere. And I remember looking at the faces of a lot of Americans a lot of black Americans who were older, clearly had lived through some really troubled times in America's history, and a lot of the tears and stuff. And it's tough to not get wrapped up in the moment. Again, even though my political beliefs were different, it was really like, I was like, wow, we're really part of history, but you have to scrap all that. And he's about to get out of the car, and it's my zone. Like, you're the guy, you've got the special agent in charge of PPD, the Presidential Protective Division. He's the big guy. He's the head of security for the president that day. And he's in your, you know, in your earpiece, in your squiggly little earpiece. And he's, you know, saying, hey, you know, Bongino, what do we got? And you're walking through every single scenario, Rick. And it's really tough. I mean, think about it. You're saying to yourself, God forbid a shot were to come from here, what do you do? If a powder appears, if some mysterious, what do you do? And you're walking through it, you're practicing, you're rehearsing, and it's really tough to kind of drain everything out and get the horse blinders on. It's not easy.
And give us a sense of the intensity day in and day out. In other words, do you sleep nights when you're a Secret Service agent? What is that like?
Not when you're when you're a post stander and, you know, you're kind of a secondary or tertiary security figure on a security operation. Yeah, you know, you get pretty specific post instructions and it's easy. But when you're the lead advance and you're running the show, it's you. Everything is on you. If it breaks bad, you're done. Forget it. Your career's over. Do you sleep at night? Heck no. No chance. You sleep, but it's, you know the sleep I'm talking about, Rick, right? The totally non-restorative, stress-filled sleep where you're up every, 5 minutes. That kind
exactly.
of sleep happens, you know?
And you wrote a book on it, Inside the Bubble.
Yeah, it was. Well, the bubble was a real term. I mean, the presidential bubble travels with him everywhere. I mean, you have to think of the president when he's walking down Pennsylvania Avenue on Inauguration Day. If you think of if you're trying to envision security, imagine a 360-degree sphere that surrounds him, you know, and that's where that's where you got to do it. That's the way you got to look at security, above, yeah. Below, sideways, left, right.
Dan Bongino, and he's the author of Life Inside the Bubble. Dan, thank you. 7:28 on WMAL's Morning on Mall.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Are you worried about your retirement number? That elusive, nagging number that's so important to your future. It's how much you'll need for retirement. This is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show. Tune in and we'll discuss the markets and give you sound investing strategies to help move you closer to your retirement number.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
Tough night for the Redskins this past Monday. They'll go at it again tomorrow against the Bears, Soldier Field, Chicago, 1 o'clock. We'll get a preview from Trevor Maddich coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Breaking news this morning. Anis Amri, the most wanted man in Europe, is dead. The suspect in the Berlin truck attack, shot and killed early today in Italy.
He took a train to the central station of Milan early this morning. From there, he took another train to a suburb just outside of central Milan, and that is where police saw him and asked him for his identity papers. This seems like it was completely by accident that they found him, that they met him. He pulled out a gun, a .22 caliber pistol, and started firing. He shot one of the police, Italian police, in the shoulder. Another police agent shot back and killed him.
Correspondent Chris Burns. Meanwhile, another breaking story this hour. A Libyan plane has been hijacked to Malta.
No word on how many people are on board and have hijacked it, although we're hearing from local media reports that there are 118 people on board this flight. Security personnel are at the scene.
Correspondent Ian Lee. The hijackers reportedly have grenades and are threatening to blow up that plane. Maryland regulators have backed down from their demand that Uber and Lyft drivers be subject to the same fingerprint background check requirements that applies to cab drivers. Instead, Uber and Lyft will be allowed to continue using alternative background check methods, which both companies say are more accurate and reliable. It's a vote of confidence for Metro's general manager. Federal regulators have now ended 2 years of spending restrictions on Metro. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,919, the NASDAQ at 54,47. Sports, the Eagles beat the Giants on Thursday night football. College basketball, George Mason wins its ninth straight. Georgetown wins its sixth in a row. GW, Howard, and Navy lose. The Wizards play the Bucks tonight. The Caps meet the Lightning. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Larry O'Connor here, and my friends, realtors Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park for their home sellers. Listen to this. I love these great stories from happy people like Mark and Cynthia. They had their home listed with another agent for 90 days and it didn't sell. They fired that agent and decided to call the Reynolds team. Smart move. Debbie and Sarah came in and sold their home fast for top dollar. This is easy. When Sarah and Debbie get your home in their inventory and they do their their magic with their thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database, it simply works for your benefit. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now and get packing. Call direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
For more than 60 years, Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning is a name you can trust. So we'd like to take this moment to thank all our customers, their families, and everyone listening. Have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year from all of us at Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The brief delay that we had at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, gone. Crash quickly cleared. Inner loop between 210 and 295, and you are good to go. So if you're coming around that stretch of the Beltway passing Andrews and heading toward the bridge and into Virginia, lanes open, no delay, nothing to worry about through that stretch. In fact, the Beltway is fantastic. Maryland and Virginia, seeing everyone up at speed. The few people that are out and about this morning, 66, Greenway Toll Road runs well. No problems, 95, 395, or on 270. Heading into town, heading across the Key Bridge, 14th Street Bridge, TR Bridge, all quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a few clouds around with sunshine as we head through today, 49. Tonight, little rain late, down near 40 degrees. Some rain around early tomorrow, should be cloudy in the afternoon, 51. Cloud, sun, Christmas Day, upper 40s. Ray Stigick, the weather. Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Springfield, 28 in Rockville, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
7:37, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Brian and Larry off today. Dan Bongino is here, and we've got a lot to cover. You may have heard Montgomery County's largest taxi company is filing for Chapter 11. They're pointing the finger at Uber and Lyft. We'll talk to Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll go right to the source. We'll talk with Boris Epstein. He's the Director of Communications for the Presidential Inaugural Committee. We'll get the very latest on what to expect in the Trump inauguration, the events coming up. But first off, we're going to talk to Trevor Manich, Redskins analyst on WMAL. Redskins and the Bears coming up tomorrow. Trevor, great to have you with us this morning. And so much has been made about the rhythm that we did not have on Monday night. And how do you get that rhythm back? I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins, 300 yards, but the running game, no rhythm. The team didn't have the rhythm. What do you do to get it back?
You know what frustrated me about that was that what hurt the rhythm more than anything else, even the opponent hurting the Redskins' rhythm, was the Redskins themselves, because they made too many mental mistakes before they even engaged the opponent. And that's an important thing, because this is a feature that the Redskins have gotten away from. In other words, they've been mentally very sharp. And when they've lost in you know, this year especially, they've lost because they've been beat for the most part. But Kirk Cousins missed some open receivers. Receivers had balls hit them in the hands, and they dropped those balls. guys blocked poorly, not because they got beat on the block, but because before the block, they were in the wrong position to make the block. And all these things added up to the Redskins were not on rhythm. And keep this in mind, that in the last several years when the Redskins have really struggled, it's because they've ended up with third and long. They ended up with third and long because on one of their first two plays, at least, they did something to create a negative play. Well, they did that again last week, and that's something they've got to fix in a big hurry if they're going to have a chance at the playoffs.
Hey, Trevor, you know, remember Todd Christensen, the old tight end for the Raiders?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you know, but that drives me crazy, the drop passes. He used to say, if it touches your fingertips, you better catch it. You know, you're paying big dollars, right? But on another note with the running game, what's the deal with Chris Thompson? Well, I was reading an interesting piece during the break that, and I want to get your take on this, that they're afraid to play him for as many downs as they'd like to because of his size, and they're afraid of injury. But, you know, we've seen short running backs throughout NFL history be, you know, they're fine. I mean, they have a lower center of gravity. It's not that big of a deal. Any truth to that?
Well, what you're saying is correct. There have been some little guys that have had big careers. I think the Redskins, though, are correct in not giving too many carries to Chris Thompson because he does have that history of injury. And so in order to keep him as fresh as possible so he can do the things he does well, which is to be a guy that has a great burst of speed, which is a change of pace for the defense, and it's worked very well, is to make sure that they don't beat him down to the point to where he loses that burst of speed. And keep this in mind, too, that even when he doesn't have the ball, he still is involved in big collisions because as the third down back, he blocks blitzing linebackers. And I'll tell you what, we watch at Comcast Sportsnet when we're getting ready for the post-game show, we watch these games, and in the room, there's all these oohs and ahs and howls of delight whenever there's a pass and Chris Thompson throws a block because he throws that little body into a huge linebacker as best he can. He gets completely whipsawed, but he keeps the linebacker away from Cousins. Well, that still counts as a collision for him. Yeah. So I think the Redskins are right to keep him as healthy as they can because he gets hit even when he doesn't have the ball.
So the Bears are 3-11 for the season. You got Kirk Cousins coming in tomorrow. What's the environment for Kirk and the running game when you're playing against somebody that's lost 11 games already this season?
You know, I would think and I would hope that the Bears just quit and go home. You know, they've only won, they're just horrible this year. But they're still fighting hard. Last week, they took the Packers down to the last minute. And the Packers are fighting for a playoff spot. They have everything to play for. And yet the Bears didn't go away. They fought them. And the Bears are looking at the Redskins as a way that they can kind of get right and have a good feeling, you know, near the end of the season. That's how everybody looks at the Redskins until the Redskins, you know, prove that they shouldn't be seen that way. Well, so the Bears will fight against the Redskins. The good news for the Redskins is that the Bears are down to their third-string quarterback, Matt Barkley. Now, they've got a Pro Bowl receiver to throw the ball to, and that's bad because of the banged-up Redskins secondary. But it's still the third-string quarterback. And so that's one of the things that the Redskins can look forward to as a matchup that they should be able to take advantage of.
Well, Trevor, with all the injuries and the inconsistent play, right, with the Skins, what is there really a realistic path at 7-6-1 right now to the playoffs for them? And even if they were, I mean, are they? I guess the better question, even if they do, are they a playoff caliber team at this point?
Yeah, well, to answer your second question first, no, at this point they are not. Just because of last week. But we've seen them have one of the best offenses in the NFL when they don't stop themselves. And the defense, well, the defense is doing the best they can. They're shorthanded because of injury. But the offense is good enough to get hot and cause some trouble. Here's what needs to happen for the Redskins to make the playoffs. They need to win out. They play the Bears at the Bears, then they have the Giants at home. And then they need the Packers and Tampa Bay to each lose at least one game. Green Bay plays the Vikings and at the Lions. Tampa, they play at the Saints and then Carolina Panthers, who are all of a sudden a hot team. And so there's still a chance for the Redskins to back into this thing, but they've got to take care of their business and win out.
And one question. The Redskins played Monday night. They play again on Saturday. Normally, you play Sunday. You don't play again until the next Sunday. What does the two-day shorter week mean to the Skins?
It's a problem. That's happened before to the Redskins this year when they've had a short week and they've struggled because of it. And the Redskins have a lot of walking wounded. Everybody does. But especially when you look at the defense, Ryan Kerrigan, who just made the Pro Bowl, is working on a sore elbow. And he's playing heroically, basically one-armed. And the Redskins need everybody they've got to have as much health as they can get. And one day difference, one day that you get to wait to play is a huge difference in the ability for your body to recover just enough to make a difference in the game. And the Redskins don't have that this week. So that's another thing that they'll have to deal with. As you watch this team play, know that a lot of guys are playing through injuries that really need an extra day.
Redskins versus the Bears, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Soldier Field, Chicago. Trevor Maddich, Redskins elite long snapper and Comcast Sportsnet co-host. Trevor, will be watching for you at Comcast.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You bet. 744 on WMAL.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's a Denim and Diamond New Year's Eve celebration. Celebrate with music, party favors, and a midnight countdown. Plus, you could drive off in a 2017 Mustang or your share of $60,000 in cash and prizes. Easy drive, easy parking, easy play, easy fun. Only at Hollywood. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
745 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very quiet morning, very light volume, but we do have a crash on St. Barnabas Road. This puts it just inside the Beltway. On St. Barnabas Road coming southbound before you get to Weller Road, that's Wheeler Road, that's where crews are dealing with a crash. So if you normally take St. Barnabas, say, after Temple Hill Road, you might want to rethink. Maybe head down toward the Beltway and do your work around that way. But again, I'll keep you posted on any of the closures and openings of St. Barnabas Road in that stretch. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, you are up at speed. Earlier accident is history between 210 and 295. 295 has been a really nice trip here. Heading right across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, each direction wide open. And in from the west, 66. Enjoy the ride out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway, no delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be in pretty good shape here now for about the next 18 to 24 hours. Do have some rain in the forecast. A good-looking day today if you are traveling. A few clouds, otherwise dry and sunny. 49. Tonight, 40. Rain comes in after midnight. Some rain around early tomorrow, then cloudy. 51. And then on Christmas Day, nice dry weather expected. Mild in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 32 degrees in the nation's capital. Coming up on 747, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Ryan and Larry off today as we count it down to Christmas. 2 days left. I'm with Dollar Dan Bongino is here. And, you know, Dan, the Obama White House is counting it down till January 20th. And you've got to figure how they must feel when Donald Trump gets up in the morning, he's tweeting, you know, policy, you know, before lunchtime yesterday, as an example. Trump had already said he would expand the U.S. nuclear arsenal, upending a reduction course set by presidents of both parties for the past four decades. He called for the U.S. to veto a pending U.N. resolution criticizing Israel's settlements policies, and that was just before noon. And he was busy later on in the afternoon when he was talking about the Lockheed Martin F-35 might be reconsidered. He said he had, quote, asked Boeing to price out a comparable F-18. 2018 Super Hornet.
You know, Rick, during the break, you may have seen me here taking notes. I was trying to take some notes about things that have been... Listen, Trump's tweets are, whether you like it or not, folks, they're policy. I know he's the president-elect, he's not the president, but let's make no mistake. These tweets are going to be policy in a matter of days here. So I was taking some notes. Here are some things that Trump is legislating on already. We have Israel, we have our nuclear policy, we have the Berlin terror attacks, the F-35, Air Force One, Russia, and I'm sure I'm missing some. I mean, think about it. The Obama administration, Rick, have you heard anything about Barack Obama in the news? Like, nothing. The guy's the president of the United States, and Rick, exactly zero people care anymore. They're just paying attention to Trump's Twitter. I bought stock in Twitter because I'm so convinced, like, this is going to be the new communications platform for the president. So, hey, listen, I'm done with my 8 years with Obama. So,
can you imagine how frustrating it must be for the media to have Trump going directly to the people, just as he did during the campaign, basically circumventing them? I mean, I can get the rundown on the president-elect by simply going to Twitter and taking about 20 seconds to read the tweets. They're all there.
And like you just said, and completely ignoring, like, New York Times, whatever, .com or Washington Post. You don't have to go there at all. And I'm glad you brought this up, Rick, because this is, you know, we did our Festivus airing of grievances. I mentioned the media. I'm so upset at how the media operates. Their traditional role as gatekeepers of what was going to be acceptable opinion in the United States, it's over, Johnny. It's over. Those days are completely finished. Right now, they've been relegated, Rick, to exclusively fireman role. In other words, they used to be the arsonists. They were starting the fires. Now, all they're doing is responding to Trump's tweets and desperately, as liberals, trying to put out those fires. That's all they have.
You know, Julie Pace is the Associated Press White House correspondent, and she wrote an article on it, and she was talking about his stance on nuclear weapons, and she says, quote, "As Trump shapes his policy agenda ahead of the inauguration, he's trafficking in the same ambiguity that was a hallmark of his presidential campaign. The strategy proved useful to Trump as a candidate, keeping his rivals off balance and allowing voters to draw their own conclusions from his remarks. But as president, ambiguity is a high-risk doctrine, particularly on foreign policy matters, but I would beg to differ with her because she said it in the prior sentence, keeping his rivals off balance. And yeah, that's what he's doing.
Rick, we've tried telling him what we're going to do for the last 8 years. It's been a disaster.
Dan Bongino continues with us on Mornings on the Mall. We're at 7:50.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-801-4950. 800-801-4950. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
Who else sees those DIY gifts and thinks, I'm totally doing that next year? Well, here's a secret. TheCompanyStore.com. They make great handcrafted gifts, so I can still give those cool gifts and I don't have to make them. But they look like I did. Shh.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF between November 29th and December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
And let's get the latest on your money. Tom Busby is at the CNBC Business Desk.
On Wall Street, stocks now look to open slightly lower today, extending 2 days in a row of modest decline. So don't look for the Dow to hit the 20,000 mark today. Five U.S. lawmakers are asking Wall Street regulators to block the proposed buyout of the Chicago Stock Exchange by a Chinese-led investment group, saying it may be a threat to national security. Meantime, China just this morning fining General Motors $29 million for allegedly fixing prices on Cadillacs, Chevys, and Buicks sold in China. Fiat Chrysler recalling 50,000 Dodge Journey, Jeep Compass, and Jeep Patriot SUVs because of a bad sensor that can cause the engines to suddenly conk out even while the vehicle is being driven. And starting today, for the next 10 days, Starbucks is giving away free espresso drinks for 1 hour only at 100 U.S. Starbucks stores. The locations will change daily. Check its website to find out which ones. I'm Seema Modi, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en richaride.org.
7:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An enjoyable trip for everyone here around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. Had nice light volume. The few folks that are out on the roads on 270 enjoying the trip between the Frederick area and down into Rockville and the Capitol Beltway. Heading in through town, no worries as well. If you're using George Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway, even the BW Parkway has been incident-free. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Friday morning, a little on the chilly side in the afternoon, milder, 49 degrees, a little rain later tonight and a little rain early tomorrow, but we do look dry by Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
32 degrees. At 7:56.
I'm Pete. I just launched my first company. Thanks to Custom Inc., I can get my name out there with custom t-shirts, jackets, and polos. I just uploaded my logo online, and with a few easy steps, I had my crew covered in no time.
For all of life's events, choose Custom Inc. Promote your own business and elevate your brand with custom business apparel from Custom Inc. It's easy and fun to make a statement with Custom Inc.'s online design lab. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your business today at CustomInc.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
7:59, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Brian and Larry off today. Dan Bongino's here. I'm Rick Fowler. And coming up in the next hour, Montgomery County's largest taxi company filing for Chapter 11. They're blaming Uber and Lyft. We'll talk to Montgomery County Council member Roger Berliner. Lots of rumors floating around about the presidential inauguration entertainment. Well, we'll get the latest official word from Boris Epstein. He's the director of communications for the inaugural committee. All coming up on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, W.